AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Coming up on the British TV watch list.
Sacrifice is everywhere as a theme. Lydia sacrifices comfort for purpose. Ruby sacrifices stability for growth. Even Greg, who could have had an easier job elsewhere, chooses the chaos of karma.
From cozy mysteries to intense police procedurals, we talk about the characters, performances, series, and episodes from your favorite British TV shows.
Hello once again, it's Michael T, and today we are heading somewhere warm, colorful, and full of heart. A place where the sun shines, the emotions run deep, and the tea is always strong. We're talking about The Good Karma Hospital, a show that's part medical drama, part emotional journey, and all about second chances. If you've never heard of it, don't worry. This episode is your friendly guide. We'll walk through what makes the show special, who's in it, and why it might just be the kind of comfort viewing you didn't know you needed. Let's start with the basics. The Good Karma Hospital ran from 2017 to 2023. I stream it here in Honolulu on Acorn TV. The show is set in a fictional coastal town in South India. That's important because the hospital isn't just the backdrop, it's the heart of the show. It's where people come to heal, not just physically, but emotionally. It's a place where characters arrive broken, confused, or just plain lost, and slowly find their footing again. One of those characters is Dr. Ruby Walker, played by Amrita Acharya. Ruby is a junior doctor from the UK who shows up in India after a painful breakup. A junior doctor is a medical doctor who has completed medical school but is still in training to become a fully qualified specialist or general practitioner, GP. You hear that a lot in medical shows, especially in the UK. In the UK, where the Good Karma Hospital originates, the term refers to doctors in the early stages of their careers, typically during their foundation years and specialty training. Junior doctors are fully qualified to treat patients, prescribe medication, and work in hospitals or clinics, but they're still learning and gaining experience under the guidance of a more senior doctor. Ruby is hoping for a fresh start, maybe a little adventure, and definitely some distance from her old life. What she gets is a hospital that's short on resources, long on drama, and run by a woman who doesn't sugarcoat anything. That woman is Dr. Lydia Fonseca, played by Amanda Redman. And let me tell you, Lydia Fonseca is a force. She's sharp, no-nonsense, fiercely protective of her hospital. She's also got a dry wit that cuts through the chaos like a scalpel. Amanda Redman has been a familiar face on British TV for years. She brings real depth to the role. You might remember her from New Tricks or At Home with the Braithwaites. Here, she plays Lydia as someone who's seen it all and isn't afraid to say exactly what she thinks. Every now and then, we get to see a vulnerable side of Dr. Fonseca. It seems like an onion layer being pulled back to reveal a little bit more of a complex character. Lydia and Ruby don't exactly hit it off at first. Lydia thinks Ruby's a bit soft, maybe even naive. Ruby thinks Lydia's a bit harsh. But over time, they develop a bond. Not quite mother and daughter, not quite mentor and student, but something in between. It's one of the most satisfying relationships in the show because it grows slowly and honestly. They challenge each other, support each other, and learn from each other. Amrita Acharya, her story is a trip around the world. She was born in Nepal, raised in Ukraine and Norway, and trained in London. You might have seen her in Game of Thrones as Eri, one of the handmaidens to Daenerys Targaryen. In the Good Karma Hospital, she gets to lead, and she does it with warmth and a strength that builds as the series progresses. Ruby's journey is all about rebuilding. She's healing from that breakup, figuring out who she is, what she wants, and how to stand on her own two feet. The Good Karma Hospital has many themes, because while this show has plenty of medical cases, from snake bites to heart attacks to pregnancies, it's really all about the emotional stuff. First up, running from your problems. Ruby arrives in India hoping to leave her heartbreak behind. Lydia built a life there after personal loss. Even the patients are often dealing with something deeper than a physical ailment. The show reminds us that you can't outrun pain. You have to face it, feel it, and move through it. Then there's love, especially love at work. Ruby is young and pretty. Dr. Gabriel Varma, played by James Krishna Floyd, is a young and ridiculously handsome senior doctor. Need I say more? Lydia also has a romantic story arc with Greg McConnell, played by Neil Morrissey, one of my favorite actors. Greg runs a beachfront bar. Their relationship is full of banter, tension, and tenderness. Lydia resists intimacy, but Greg sees through her walls. Their dynamic is mature, messy, and deeply human. Greg isn't part of the medical world, but he's deeply connected to the people who work there and often provides emotional support to his clientele. He's a bartender, after all. Another big theme, abandonment. Early in the series, we learn that Ruby was raised by her mother and never knew her father. That missing piece lingers in the background, shaping how she sees herself and how she connects with others. And she carries this feeling of abandonment with her, quietly but firmly. Death is a part of the story, of course. It's a hospital. But the show treats death with dignity. Patients die, families grieve, and the staff carries on. There's an episode where a terminally ill woman chooses to die on her own terms, surrounded by music and love. It's heartbreaking and beautiful, and it shows how the series handles tough topics with grace. Sacrifice is everywhere as a theme. Lydia sacrifices comfort for purpose. Ruby sacrifices stability for growth. Even Greg, who could have had an easier job elsewhere, chooses the chaos of karma. These aren't big dramatic gestures, they're daily choices, and that's what makes them powerful. And finally, there's an overarching theme to the show and every story arc. It's starting again. Whether you're a doctor, a patient, or someone just passing through, the Good Karma Hospital offers a chance to begin again. Not perfectly, not painlessly, but honestly. Hey, let me ask you a question. How would you like to sleep with what's been called the world's softest sheet? I can feel it kind of like gliding over my arms and legs. They're made from bamboo, super, super soft. And get this, they maintain and improve that luxurious feel with each washing. So you buy it, you use it, you wash it, it gets better. We're working with CozyEarth.com. CozyEarth.com. Use my promo code BTVW1. Helps me with a commission, and you help support the British TV watch list. So thanks in advance. But you get the best discount available. 41% off exclusive right here. Go visit the website, CozyEarth.com. Apply the promo code BTVW1 and get those luxurious, soft bamboo sheets from CozyEarth.com. BTVW1.
Hey there, I'm Jennifer from Wholesome TV Picks. While you're enjoying Michael T's British TV watch list, I've got a few questions for you. Tired of previewing everything your kids watch? Sick of scrolling through shows that just aren't family-friendly? Or maybe you've even searched what to watch with the kids tonight? You're not alone, and you're exactly who this podcast is for. I created Wholesome TV Picks for busy parents like you. In about 10 minutes, I give you one wholesome recommendation, what it's about, why it matters, and where to stream it. No explicit language, no inappropriate chatter, And maybe most important, I'm doing this as a parent, not a critic or an influencer. If you love the quality storytelling and thoughtful detail Michael brings to his show, you'll feel right at home with mine. I grew up on The Good Stuff, shows that made you laugh, made you think, and brought families closer together. I highlight those timeless stories that still hold up today with a few modern picks that keep it clean. New episodes drop weekly, bringing you entertainment with timeless values. So follow Wholesome TV Picks on Apple Podcasts or your favorite platform and start enjoying family time around the TV again.
Let's go back to Amanda Redman and Amrita Acharya because their performances really anchor the show. Redman's Lydia is all sharp edges and hidden softness. She says what she means, but rarely what she feels. And yet, you feel her in the way she checks on Ruby after a tough shift, in the way she fights for her staff, in the way she lets Greg in just a little bit. Amanda Redman has spoken about her own experience with trauma. She suffered severe burns as a child, and the scars on her left arm are visible. That personal history adds depth to her portrayal of Lydia, especially in a storyline where Lydia treats a burn victim. Acharya's Ruby is the emotional counterbalance. She's open, vulnerable, with a touch of fierce. She makes mistakes, doubts herself, and keeps going. Her performance is full of emotions. Together, Redman and Acharya create a dynamic that's both tense and tender. Lydia pushes Ruby. Ruby softens Lydia. They're not a traditional mentor-mentee pair. They're two women navigating grief, purpose, and connection in a place that demands everything from them. And that brings us back to the setting, because the Good Karma Hospital wouldn't work without its location. Filming in Sri Lanka gave the show a rich, vibrant look. Palm trees, crowded streets, colorful fabrics, and golden light. It's meant to be India. I've never been, but the spirit seems to be there. The producers chose Sri Lanka for practical reasons. Easier logistics, beautiful scenery, but they worked hard to make it feel authentic. Local actors, real locations, and cultural details help ground the story. You feel like the show is in India. The result is a show that feels warm, alive, and inviting. You can almost feel the heat, smell the spices, and hear the buzz of scooters in the background. It's a setting that's rich and vibrant. So if you're looking for a show that's comforting without being shallow, emotional without being melodramatic, and warm without being sugary, the Good Karma Hospital might just be the thing. It's about people who are broken, brave, and trying. It's about finding purpose in chaos, love in unlikely places, and healing in community. If you've watched The Good Karma Hospital, I'd love to hear what you thought. Who's your favorite character? Do you have any favorite episode? Let me know in the comments. Before we go, I want to say hello to our listeners in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Kaneohe, Hawaii, and Melbourne, Australia. Please help us spread the word, share this episode with a friend, and turn them on to British TV. And remember, you can support us on our Patreon site. Just look for British TV Watchlist. Thanks for listening to the British TV Watchlist. Until next time, cheers!
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.